Earplay is made possible by grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts.
A play for radio. My name is Bird McKay, by Ann Leighton. All her life, the girl whose name is Bird McKay has been looking for a way to fly. Her mother told her there was a way, not with an airplane, but another way, the real way, using nothing but yourself. Trouble was, her mother never knew how to fly, never met anybody who knew how, so she couldn't tell Bird how to do it. But that didn't mean there wasn't a way, said Ma. Find a way, learn to fly. How, says Bird? I don't know, says Ma. There are all kinds of ways. Find one, do better than I've done. A legacy passed from parent to child. A dream of flying. These are the stuffs of legends, these dreams of walking on the water, soaring too near the sun, landing on the moon. A play by Ann Leighton. My name is Bird McKay.
When my mother laughed, it was like she had a wonderful secret. It was ecstatic laughter. Her eyes glowed like the foreheads of saints in old religious pictures. Her wonderful secret was me, Bird McKay.
Goddamn silly name for a kid. But that's what you get from a goddamn silly woman like you.
What would you know about names with a mother like yours, Donald? Now, isn't that a name? And your sister, Clarice, Lord help us.
You can leave my mother out of it. At least she didn't name her daughter Amanda. Amanda! Sounds like some damn silly ballroom dancing. At least she didn't saddle us with something like Bird. Some goddamn silly name like Bird. We didn't have to go around ashamed to tell people who we were.
Bird's not ashamed of her name, Donald McKay. She might be ashamed of her father, but not of her name.
Ashamed of her father? What's that mean?
A drunk is what it means. A drunk with a terrible temper, what's more. Who gambles away what little he's got on two-legged creatures or four-legged creatures or on anything, God knows anything at all, that can move itself forward or backward or even sideways, for that matter. Who will lay a bet on whether it'll rain tomorrow in South Chicago, or if there'll be three plane crashes in 1 month.
Wait a
God second. Forgive him, he'll even bet through the mails on cockfights in Mexico.
Now you just shut your face, woman! Just shut your face! There's no shame in a little honest wagering. No, by God, there's not. But to wrap up a kid in a name like Bird, well, there's a shame you can't live down.
They argued about my name all through my childhood, off and on, until my father died. He bet he could do 25 push-ups quicker than a man half his age, and he did, but his heart exploded in the effort. My father never won the argument, of course. It was always too late, right from the beginning. I was already Bird McKay.
Ma?
Huh?
Where'd you get a name like Bird from, Ma?
Oh, just... Yes, let me finish this last little bit of floor. Now, what's that you said, Bird?
I said, why did you name me Bird? You never told me that, Ma.
Oh. So I never told you that, did I? Well, honey, you just sit right down there at the kitchen table, and your Ma will tell you that secret. You're 10 now, so you're old enough to understand. Maybe not everything, but enough to show you what you gotta do.
Well, what have I gotta do, Ma?
You gotta fly, Bird. Over the mountains and away.
all the way up to the moon, maybe.
Not like your ma. Your ma got her wings kicked early. But you're gonna fly. And I don't ever want you to forget it. Whenever you feel like you're forgetting it, you just say over and over to yourself, "My name is Bird Mackay. My name is Bird."
Yeah, but what does it mean, Ma? Flying.
Oh.
What's that like?
Oh, that's like nothing else in the world, honey. That's... Oh, you'll know it when you do it. Well, there'll be no mistake in it. You'll learn how to fly, and then one day comes along, and you'll just fling yourself off your branch and out into the golden air. Oh, that'll be a fine day, Bird. A beautiful, glowing day.
She talked a lot about flying all the time I was growing up, with her eyes shining and little bubbles of laughter floating around her mouth. The rest of the time, she just looked worn out, like an old coat. But it was our secret. She never mentioned it when my father or anybody was around. When we were by ourselves, she'd tell me about people. She'd say things like,
"That Agatha Smith. Now, she couldn't fly if her life depended on it. Wouldn't have the faintest notion. It's like she's standing in mud all the way up to her hips, poor woman. Why, if she had wings, she'd use them to wrap up in and keep warm. Never be like Agatha Smith, Bird. Just look at her and be warned."
And I'd look at Agatha Smith and try hard to be warned. But it wasn't very easy to know what Ma saw so clearly in people like Agatha Smith. What mark they wore that set them apart from those who could fly. Anyway, Ma never pointed out anybody to me who could actually fly. Just a couple of people who had once had possibilities, but had lost them. Ma wasn't much on explaining things. She was like a star. She was just up there, shining. And all you were going to get from her was starlight. Then how could anybody ask any more than that of a star?
Life's hard for a woman, Bird. Yeah, we want to fly, and what we get instead of that's just wormwood and gall. That's all we get. My own ma never had a chance. Just crawled around on the ground all her life long and died in the dirt. And me, just the same with me. But it'll be different with you, Bird. You're gonna fly, you are. For all of us.
I sat next to Ma on the back stoop and looked up and saw her tired face in the moonlight. And I shivered. Not from the cold. It was thinking about the flying that made me shiver. It was knowing how happy Ma was going to be someday when I could really fly.
Hello, Jimmy.
Hi, V. You're late.
Yeah, I know.
You want to come in?
You haven't even mentioned the flowers.
Oh, they're very nice flowers, Jimmy. You can put them in the lemonade pitcher.
Oh,
it's on the second shelf on the right in the kitchen.
Right, yeah, okay. This the only vase you got?
Yeah.
You like daffodils, B?
I'm crazy about daffodils.
Here you are.
You want to sit down, Jimmy?
Yeah. Listen, B. You can't go on like this.
Like what?
Your mother's been dead a year.
I know how long it is.
You're just going to drag around like this until you're an old woman?
I'm only 20, Jimmy.
I think we ought to settle things right now, B.
Settle what things?
Getting married. I think we ought to set a date. That's the best thing. It'll make everything all right again. I got a raise coming up next month. We can make it then.
that's going to make everything all right again?
You need somebody, B. You just can't mope around about your mama until you're an old woman.
Now she's gone, I feel like... like a worm under a rock. Buried in mud.
Oh.
I don't feel like Bird McKay. Can you imagine what that's like, Jimmy?
You get over it, Dee.
I don't think I want to get married just yet, Jimmy.
What do you mean you don't want to get married yet? What's that mean?
It means just what it sounds like, Jimmy. I don't think it's time to get married.
Now's the best time for it. The very best time. Ask anybody.
I don't need to ask anybody, Jimmy. I can make up my own mind about things like getting married.
I don't think you can be. I mean, it's pretty clear you don't know the score.
What score?
You're 20 years old. You're not 18. You're not a kid anymore. You pass up all your chances, and then one day you don't have any more chances. Oh, you don't want to grow old all alone, do you, B? You want to get married before it's too late.
I think I'm good for a few years yet, Jimmy.
Oh, that's what they all think. Lots of women don't worry, and then bang, it's too late. There they are, out in the cold, no husband to take care of them, no kids. Listen, B.
My name is Bird. Bird McKay. Not B.
What?
You can't even call me by my right name. And you want me to marry you. So I can go through life in disguise? Look, when we go to Lowe's on Saturday night, and we're in the lobby waiting for the picture to start, and you want to ask me if I like popcorn or I wouldn't like popcorn, it's B you holler at me. You're embarrassed by my name. You want everybody to think it's B, like short for Beatrice or something normal like that.
What the hell are you talking about? I'm talking about getting married, and you're going on about B and Bird and Lowe's on Saturday night.
I've got to learn how to fly, Jimmy. Over the mountains and away. All the way up to the moon, maybe.
I think you're crazy. Like your old lady.
My mother was as sane as they come. She was hammered into the ground like a nail. But she was sane.
She was nuts. A real fruitcake.
Oh, why don't you go and look around for a girl named Betty or Alice or Susie that you can marry? Girls with names like that, they don't have anything better to do than to get married. They don't want to fly, Jimmy. They just want a nest. You'd like that.
I don't get you at all.
You can't catch something on the wing, Jimmy. I'll see you maybe in a few years, if you ever fly through my trees. But I don't think you ever will.
You don't know what you're doing, B. Bird. You just don't know.
Oh, I know all right, Jimmy. I've got a destiny to look after. I'd never learn to fly with you. I'd be earthbound forever. You see, Jimmy? About Indians all the time while I was typing away in the typing pool at Johnson's Automotive Parts Wholesale. The reason I thought about them was because one day when I was a kid, it was after school, and I was sitting at the kitchen table eating a jelly donut, Ma put down her paring knife and her potato, and her eyes were far away. They were shining like the sun, and she said to me,
"Now those Indians, Bird, they know how to fly all right, honey. They never have to take lessons in flying."
And this kept coming back to me. I could close my eyes for a second and see Indian faces. Right in the middle of an invoice, I'd hear this little Indian sound.
Miss McKay.
Oh, yes?
Johnson's Automotive Parts Wholesale does not pay its employees for time spent in reverie.
Oh, that would be poor business practice. I can see that.
Well, nor for time spent in giving lip to superiors.
Well, I'm sorry. But you see, it's very hard to learn to fly when my feet are anchored in a typing pool.
What?
Just the way a New Jersey hood's feet are anchored in cement when they find them floating on the East River.
Miss McKay, Johnson's Automotive Parts Wholesale does not approve of fanciful people. Fanciful is not profitable in automotive parts.
But you see, I have to pull and strain every muscle in my body just to rise to the end of my chain. My spirit is turning into carbon smudge and little curls of red erasure. Oh, I know you don't care about that. But I do. I care very much about that.
A typing pool is not a tree I can jump out of. I'll never fly into the golden air from Johnson's Automotive Parts Wholesale.
It's not our purpose to be a perch, Miss Mackay.
Special lady?
Yes, I am.
You got the bread, I got the goods, lady.
Oh, I haven't got any money. I haven't worked for almost 2 months. What are you selling?
Greens, lady. Nice soft greens in all colors.
Oh, I already have one of those.
They're not like mine. You got the bread, I got greens you never seen before.
You know, everything looks strange at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I haven't seen the world at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in years.
Dreams like paradise, little lady. Soft as a cloud, full of angel music.
First, I was locked up in PS-61, trying to get a quick peek at the world while I was plodding up and down the halls.
Angel music, little lady.
And after that, I was locked up in a typing pool. It was a big cage full of stuffed animals. I was a stuffed bird in the typing pool.
I can take care of that, little lady. You can take off and never put your little white feet on terra firma again.
For 2 months, I have been rediscovering what the world's like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. 2 whole months. I could go on forever, you know. Time passes like a very soft breeze. I don't notice it at all. When Ma died, it was like a heavy wind. I could hardly stand up in it. But that's because I wasn't flying the way I should have been. The way Ma expected. But things are better now. Because I've decided to take a long walk. All the way to Arizona.
You don't have to go that far, lady. I got just what you need for flying. I got just the thing.
You're not an Indian.
An Indian?
Your eyes are all wrong. And your bones. Oh, even your color. No, I've got to find a real Indian. Someone who can show me how to fly, like Ma said.
Hey, I seen a few Indians who could fly, all right, little lady. But they wasn't in Arizona.
Well, even Indians can get misplaced, I guess. I mean, I'm here in Chicago, and there's not a real tree in sight, and no golden air to sail into. Even if I knew how.
My coffee?
Yes, please.
Here you go. You know, kid, you don't look good. You feeling okay?
Well, I'm very tired.
Oh, you're awful young to be that tired. You're just a kid. Why, you know, you're white as cream custard.
It's not just fatigue. It's also terrible disappointment.
Is that right? Some guy, was it? He gave you the runaround, did he?
Oh, no, it's nothing like that.
No? Well, what's the trouble, kid? You don't mind me asking?
Well, I just walked here all the way from Chicago.
You did?
Well, really, I didn't walk every step of the way. I got a lot of rides. People were very kind to me.
Yeah.
So I got here quicker than I thought I would. But it still feels like I've been once around the planet, you know.
Yeah.
It feels that bad down around my feet.
Oh, yeah, well, all the way from Chicago. I wonder if you got any feet on you by now.
Well, now that I'm here, I see that it's all been in vain. I've been all over Tucson the last 2 days, and I see that, well, I might just as well have stayed in Chicago. Experiences like that can make anybody look sick.
What were you expecting, kid? Tucson's not a paradise. I know that all right, but it's not such a bad place, you know. I mean, we've got all kinds
of... Whatever you've got, it's not Indians.
Indians? Why, what kind of Indians?
Any kind of Indians, as long as they're real ones. The Indians I see around here, you could drop down in Chicago and they wouldn't even be noticed.
Yeah, well, you know, city Indians are different, but they're still Indians, aren't they?
I've walked too far to settle for a city Indian.
Well, listen, kid. Tucson's got lots of nice things. Why you gotta see an Indian?
It's important, that's all. It's the most important thing to me right now. Well, if I can't find an Indian, I don't know what I'll do.
Oh.
Maybe I won't survive
it. Come on, kid. Don't talk like that. Nothing's that important.
Yes, it is.
Well, okay, now, you listen to me. You walk about 25 miles west of here, out into the desert, and you'll find some real honest-to-God Indians. Oh. It's a hell of a ways to go. That's where you'll find yourself some Indians, if it's that important to you.
25 miles.
Too far, eh? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, nothing's too far anymore. When I get my legs going up and down in a certain rhythm, well, they just go on forever.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that on the way from Chicago. I just think about other things and my legs pump up and down like pistons and I hardly notice it.
Yeah, well, good luck, kid. I hope it's worth it to you.
Yes.
Oh, listen, if I was you, I'd get me a canteen to take along.
Mm-hmm.
It's plenty hot in that desert. You dry out like a cinder, won't it?
I was staring at a little spot in the sand. And when the moccasins came inside that little spot, I said to myself, Bird Mackay, you are having hallucinations. This is one of the stages along the way to the end. So I dismissed the moccasins and just went on, sitting there in the sun with my brain burning out like a 4th of July sparkler. And all the saliva had dried up on my teeth. And my lips were cemented to them in what felt like a diabolic smile. I didn't care about that. I was waiting for the end to come. I hoped I wouldn't be troubled by too many of these visions while I was waiting.
What the hell are you doing out here?
So, I thought, hallucinations are heard as well as seen. I looked up into these very black eyes, situated in this deep copper-colored face. There were the regulation high cheekbones. There were the inscrutable hooded eyes. There was the body, dressed in animal skin. I thought, this hallucination is almost worth the trip.
You want to tell me what you're doing out here?
So I decided to speak to this vision. I thought I might as well have a little fun before the end came.
Looking for an Indian. Is it true that you...
You could be dead already.
I know.
Come on, get up.
Oh, I...
Put your arm around my shoulder. That's the way.
What a joy it was. A hallucination with flesh on it. Smelled real. I could feel the weight of it pressing against me, and I could rub my cheek against a hairy vest. I thought to myself, Bird Mackay, you are having a wonderful vision. Really the most wonderful vision. And that's all I remember.
When I woke up, I was in a very cool part of the world, lying on a kind of animal skin. I don't know what kind of animal it had once been. I was never any good at nature lore. But when I turned my head and I looked over the side of the cot, moist air rose up and it hit me in the face. I wondered how it could be so cool here when the desert air burned like a fireball. I guess it was the mud floor, pounded down so hard it looked like polished wood. A very old Indian woman came in. She looked 150 years old. She had a dirty purple color, as though she'd once been black and had faded. She had gorges all over her face, like Colorado. And she wore a thing like a rug around her shoulders. And from there down were layers and layers of dark cloth all the way to the mud floor. Very black eyes, so deep in her face that they could have looked out the backside of her head. She was chewing something. She looked at me as though I was a plant. She didn't say anything. She went away again. And then he came in. My vision.
You want something to eat?
How long have I been here?
Not long. You had sunstroke. You a damn fool. You eat this.
What is it?
Food.
It doesn't look like food. It looks like white marble.
Yeah.
I used to play jacks when I was a child with white marbles like these.
Eat.
I'm sorry if I caused you and your mother any trouble, but I wanted to find some Indians, and there didn't seem to be any way to do that except to go out into the desert. Well, that sounds reasonable, doesn't it?
No, it don't sound reasonable. It sounds crazy. Why do you want to find some Indians?
My mother said that Indians know about flying.
Huh?
She told me that once. It was really the only clue she ever gave me. She's dead now. So I have just this one clue to help me find out what flying is.
Why you want to fly? You ought to keep your feet on the ground. It's safer on the ground. Indians know that.
Well, it's very important to me. Over the mountains and away. That's what my mother said. All the way up to the moon, maybe. And Indians know how to do this by instinct. That's what she said.
Your mother sounds like a crazy woman. She sounds like some crazy Indian woman.
Oh, she left me a heritage.
Huh?
She never flew herself. No, she never did. But she left me this heritage, you see, built in. My name is a mission.
Crazy white woman. What's that mean? Your name is a mission.
My name is Bird Mackay.
That's a funny name, almost as funny as one of ours.
I know. But my name is my destiny. You Indians know about that. I have to fly because my name is Bird.
My name is Red Eagle.
Well, you see, we have something in common. How could you have a name like Red Eagle and just walk around on the ground all your life?
Come over here.
I'm feeling a little weak right now.
Come on, get up. You can get up, all right. If you can't get up, how are you going to fly? I want you to see something. Now, look out there. What do you see?
I see desert.
That's right. What else?
Little collections of cactus everywhere.
We drink the sap out of cactus sometimes.
I see dust rising up in little clouds just off the ground.
You got good eyes.
And rocks. I can see the heat coming out of those rocks like waves. And I see another little mud house like this one.
That's adobe.
And one other adobe house. And there's a little open shed with a tin roof and a jeep parked under the shed.
Army surplus.
And your mother sitting in the jeep.
Huh?
picking her teeth with a twig. Well, it looks like a twig. It's a funny-looking round stone ledge behind the shed.
That's her well. It's most of the time dry.
That's all I see.
That look like a flying field out there?
No. But maybe you fly different from other people. Maybe you know things we white eyes don't know.
I know plenty you don't know. I know one thing. I don't need no crazy woman around here. I got enough trouble.
Am I crazy, Red Eagle? Just because I gotta learn how to fly before it's too late? I've gotta do that. Ma expected me to. My name
is... Yeah, you told me that.
Well, don't you ever look up at the sky and see a real eagle up there and think, how wonderful to be an eagle like that. Well, if you didn't feel like that, Red Eagle, then, well, you might as well be called John or something. Your mother must have meant you to be like a Red Eagle.
She didn't mean nothing when she named me Red Eagle. Red Eagle is old family name, like they say. My uncle was Red Eagle, too, and he lived like a lizard under a rock all his life.
That must have been very sad for him.
Yeah.
I'd die of a sadness like that.
He died of booze. He was very happy until that happened. You go and lie down again. You look like you got no blood in your body.
I do feel weak. I'm sure by tomorrow in a few days. I dreamt about rain last night.
Crazy dream.
I know. Oh, but it was nice to dream of it. I woke up feeling wet and cool.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't the flies die, I wonder?
They always stay around, like the sun.
Thinking of Chicago is like thinking about the moon.
You don't think about the moon, you crazy bird. Nobody thinks about the moon. You gotta feel the moon. Like it was a big white ball in your chest.
Do you feel the moon like that, Red Eagle?
Yeah. Not every night. But when I feel it like that, when it's just like I swallowed it, and it's right here like a big white ball in my chest, then I know I got the power.
What kind of power, Red Eagle? Tell me.
Power like moon and me be the same.
Oh, that's very different from Chicago. When Red Eagle laughed, it was like he was firing a small gun out of his throat. I didn't know what this laugh of his meant. I didn't ask. If somehow he could teach me to fly, if he knew about that, just as Ma said, well, then I could put up with this feeling I kept having that when he laughed, the world was just around the corner from its end. Listen, Red Eagle, I know you're being kind, but what is this stuff? Looks like weeds.
It looks like weeds because it's weeds. Cooked. Eat it. It's good for you.
It tastes like...
Yeah, I know. It tastes like weeds. You're going to get used to it. Indians been eating this stuff since before the white man came on us like smallpox.
Do you think I could have a little water one of these days, Red Eagle?
You get a dipper every day, same as me.
Oh, to wash with, I mean. My face feels all gritty. And...
to hell with washing. Oh, you think we got water for washing? You rub a little sand on your face and neck and then brush it off. It's like taking a bath. Sand is clean, takes off the sweat and grease.
Your mother doesn't speak English.
Why do you think so?
Well, she hasn't spoken to me since I came here.
She got nothing to say.
Maybe she doesn't like me.
She don't think of you. You're like a cactus to her. She don't speak to cactus neither. Eat your weeds. If you don't eat your weeds, you're going to die. You want to die out here in the desert, crazy bird?
Am I doing right, Ma? closer to flying than I ever was. I know what I have to do, Mom, for both of us. Oh, I wish you'd given me just a little more help. I wish you'd told me what it would really be like, so I'd know if I was getting closer. Mom? Are you out there watching me? Are you disappointed with your bird, Mom?
Out here in the desert, Red Eagle.
What do you mean?
Well, I see you walking around from your little hut to the shed, and you make fires, and your mother cooks pots of things, the weeds and those white marble things, and you drive off in your Jeep once in a while. I mean, what do you do out here all the time? Don't you have a tribe of your own? Or don't you farm or grow things or something?
The hell with farming. Farming is for women. I got better things to do. Oh, once I lived with my tribe, but I got tired of that. I'm a maverick. You know what that is?
Well, sort of. But in your case, I'm not sure.
I'm my own Indian is what it means. No tribe is big enough to hold Red Eagle.
But if you haven't got a tribe or anything, what do you do out here all alone?
I got my ways.
I never see any of your ways. You're very secretive.
Maybe. I'm my own Indian, like I said. Come and go like I want to. I don't answer to nobody.
Red Eagle.
Yeah.
If you know what flying is, and if you have any idea, will you tell me what you know? Will you just have a little mercy and tell me what you know?
You real crazy woman.
I know. But tell me. Don't hold it against me that I'm crazy, Red Eagle. I mean, a lot of people are crazier than I am, but you just never notice it. You have to hide it, you see. Now, I don't hide, Red Eagle. I haven't got time to hide. I've got to come straight out and be crazy for the whole world to see. Well, I've been here for days. Weeks, maybe. I've lost all track of time, and you never said a word to me about flying. I'm getting desperate.
All kinds of ways to fly, crazy bird. Nobody knows all the different ways, even me. Maybe you've already been flying. Don't know it.
Oh, no. That's not possible, Red Eagle. See, my mother told me, she said, "Bird, you'll know it for sure when you're flying. There'll be no mistaking it." That's what she said. No, so I know I've never flown, Red Eagle. I've never flung myself off any branch into the golden air. I've never raised my wings up and felt the air take me in. Well, there's a cage in my head, Red Eagle, and all my birds are shut up in that cage, dying.
And my old mother out there, she never lifted her feet off the ground for a minute. She don't care if the sky is there. She don't want to know about mountains and moons and wings and all kind of things like that. She just want to sit and be peaceful in the sand, like a cactus. You think she ain't happy?
People are different. Some don't want. Oh, and some do want. My mother wanted to fly more than anything, but she never got a chance. So it's up to me, you see? And it's hard, Red Eagle. It's awfully hard. Because I don't know what flying is. And I don't know who can teach me how. And my life is running away like some little animal running into the desert at night and never coming back to this place again. It's a terrible responsibility, Red Eagle, to have a destiny like mine and to carry somebody else around in it, too. Mm-hmm. It's like my destiny was some kind of suitcase. And inside that suitcase, there's Mom, all little and shriveled up, but watching with his wide-awake eyes.
You funny woman, crazy bird. You should have stayed in Chicago. Chicago is safer than the desert.
But there's nothing out here to hurt you. There's no cars to run over your body. No people to rob you in 100 different ways and stick pins in your heart and laugh in your face. There's no concrete to fall on, no filth floating in the air.
You all alone, crazy bird. Just you and the moon and the wind blowing and the heat and the goddamn flies. All alone. All alone can hurt bad.
But
fall down on that crazy bird, and it'd break bones worse than concrete, I tell you that. Anyway, you can fly anywhere. Different kinds of flying, but still flying. You crazy woman to come all the way out here where there's only the moon. Moon ain't always friendly. Me, I like to go to Chicago. I ain't got the bus fare to Phoenix.
Well, maybe if you worked at a job.
No job big enough for Red Eagle. I got my own ways. They don't include no job.
Red Eagle.
Yeah.
Will you tell me how you fly out here in the desert? Since I'm already here and I've come such a long way.
Okay. Okay, crazy bird. But maybe you won't like it, the way I fly. Maybe you won't think nothing of it.
Oh, it's a beginning, Red Eagle, and I can't wait any longer for a beginning.
Okay, crazy bird. We gonna fly. Red Eagle's way.
We've been walking for a mile. Maybe 2 miles, Red Eagle. Where are we going? There's nothing way out here in the desert.
You've got no eyes, Crazy Bird. There's plenty out here.
Well, tell me what's out here.
Moon's close. Closer than anywhere else. It's just right there at the top of that mountain. You see it? Right there. So you can reach out and touch it. Animals out here, too. You can't see none, but there's animals everywhere out here watching us.
Watching us? Oh, it's cold out here.
You get warm in a minute.
You know, you're right about the moon. Oh, it's nothing like the moon over Chicago. The moon over Chicago is like a very old eye with a cataract. You can hardly see it. It's so dim. It's way off. So you can never reach it. This moon looks like it's going to burst. Oh, Red Eagle, where are you?
Over here.
Oh, where's over here?
Just keep walking straight ahead.
Well, how far, Red Eagle? How far? Oh.
Here.
Oh, it's like magic. It's just like you called the fire out of the ground. Ready made.
Yeah. Indians got talent for fire. Sit, warm yourself. Look at the moon. Moon is warm tonight.
Well, it looks cold to me. A big, cold, white eye.
You don't look at it right. We fix that.
What's that thing?
Be like Indian woman and don't ask no questions. Here, it's going good now. Put this in your mouth and suck on it like it was a cigarette.
Looks like a twig.
That's what it is, a twig, a special kind of twig. Put it in your mouth and pull on it. Go on. You want to learn to fly or don't you?
Is this it? Is this the way you do it?
This is the way. It begins this way. You want to smoke that?
Yeah.
You got to take it in deep, all the way to the bottom of your lungs. See? Watch what I do. And then hold it down there like it was the last air you ever going to get. And then let it out real slow. Real slow.
It's like taking a flame directly into my mouth. Like swallowing fire. It seemed to burn away the top of my tongue in an instant. It went like a knife through the soft tissue at the sides of my mouth. And it rose up into my nose. It scorched the back of my eyeballs. It invaded my ears and it turned my head into white music. The sand was as warm as summer water. I floated. I sucked on the green-tasting twig. Red Eagle had vanished. There was nothing anywhere. The moon, hanging just above my head. I put my hand up,
touched it. It was furry and soft, like an animal. And in the middle of my head, a cage broke. And all the birds escaped. And in a little while, maybe it was the following year, how was I to know? I felt something like a tight band on my leg. On my right leg, I remember. And then on my left leg, strange. I felt a sensation of heaviness around my stomach. Pressure like a vice closing. And the vice opened, only for a moment, and then it closed again, heavier than before. Something was pounding me into the sand, like I was a nail. I didn't mind. I stopped minding things. I was flying. I was already crossing my second or third mountain. I was away. After that, Red Eagle and I drove the Jeep into the cold desert a couple of times a week. It's always the same story. The fire making a red eye in the desert's black face. A green tasting twig. A heaviness across the stomach. The flying. I swooped around the empty desert with wings as wide across as the sun. I flew over mountains as though they were the size of marshmallows. My head was as weightless as air and as bright as gold leaf.
Why do we have to drive all that way out there, Red Eagle? What can we do with flying right here?
Out there is the place for it. Always been the place for it. You just gonna lie there all the time like you were some dead animal?
I feel sick. I don't feel sick when we're flying. I feel all right then. When we're not flying, I feel sick.
Sick how?
Sick at my stomach. I vomit a lot. Maybe it's sweet and the white marble things. Maybe I just can't just die.
You're gonna be okay. Strong woman like Crazy Bird. I tell the old woman to bring you a little water so you can wash your face, city style. They're going to make you feel better.
There's so many questions, Red Eagle. They keep trooping through my head like a little army up and down, trampling on my blood vessels. What makes me fly? What happens to me when I'm flying? All those strange sensations. You never tell me anything, Red Eagle. Mm. You never tell me where you go when I'm flying.
Go? I don't go nowhere. I fly too, Crazy Bird. What do you think? You think I'm going to sit there like a rock while you fly around the moon?
It's all very mysterious. Huh? Well, I don't care. Honestly, I don't care about anything but the flying. I just don't want the flying to stop. Oh, I wish Ma was here, so I could tell her how wonderful it is. How it's all she ever thought it would be.
Yeah.
You know, Red Eagle, the moon is warm. Just like you said it was.
Moon and me, we the same.
Terrible. can't remember the words to anything. Oh, never. That won't ever. You don't do that. Think. Think. Oklahoma, where? Oklahoma, where the wind comes. Where the sun. Oh, God, I can't remember. My name is Bert. 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 Oh, dear. Mama. I'm cold. And I'm hungry. And I have nowhere to sleep. Oh, why did you leave me here? How could you do that, Red Eagle? How will I ever fly again? Where are you? Oh. All along the bat, he said that. He said, fall down, Red. Break. Why will I break? Oh, dear, Ma, I break. Dear Ma, this morning I threw up. And it was only froth, Ma, just little bubbles. Oh, Ma, my stomach is eating itself up. Has no more weight. No way. What'll I do, Ma? Why are you so quiet? Are you hiding from me?
Sense out of her. Looks like she could have been out there months. Years, maybe. Who knows how long.
Will I ever touch the warm moon again? Will Bird never fly again?
Good God, look at her. I suppose she'll last 8 months.
When she last... Who's she? Dear Ma, intercede.
And pregnant.
What?
She's pregnant.
Poor soul. It's no faithful woman. Wormwood and gall.
All the business, whatever it
Wormwood.
Is.
Wormwood.
Can you hear us, miss?
How can I hear you? How much space between us?
Hey, V, what about some hot coffee?
Oh, yeah, right away, Harry. Elton, will you clear that corner booth? The lunch crowd will be here any minute.
Right.
Oh, Ginger, let's have a BLT on toasted whole wheat, okay?
coming up, Dean.
Oh, and Elton, when you get that table cleared, will you check the air conditioning? It's running too cold again today.
Will do, Bee.
It was a long time ago all that happened. Well, 5 years, really. It seems like a century. Like a rich century.
Where's that kid of yours today, Bee?
He's in kindergarten, Harry, learning his ABCs.
So now I'm manager of the Sundown Cafe here in Tucson. Tucson's not a bad place to live and raise a kid. The air is clean and there's lots of sunshine. The people here are pleasant. Always joking and passing the time of day. They don't ask questions about the boy.
One BLT on toasted whole wheat.
Oh, listen, Ginger, will you put a little more tomato on this one? Frank's a special customer.
Okay.
Chicago seems like a million miles away. Like a city in a time that existed in some other life. I don't think about it much. When I think about Ma, I always think about her in a kind of neutral white space that's nowhere at all.
Hey, I turned the thermostat down 10 degrees. The thing's icing over.
Look, you go get John Anderson over here. You tell him we want some quick service this time.
I'll get him, Bee.
Bee. That's what they all call me here. They're a little embarrassed by my name. But I'm used to that. I don't mind anymore. I don't make a fuss about it. I know my name is Bird Mackay. I have a couple of little rooms at the back of the cafe for the boy and me. I can sit here in my room at night before I lie down to sleep. And I can remember just like it was yesterday what it was like to fly. How the desert mountains looked when I soared over them. And how the inside of my head felt when the cage blew open and all my birds just flew up to the moon. Memories like that make flowers grow inside me. It's like there was a desert in there and suddenly flowers are springing up all over it. When the boy's old enough, maybe another 5-6 years, I'll tell him why I named him Red Eagle. I'll tell him what it means to have a name like Red Eagle. How someday he's going to lift up his wings. But right now, that's my secret.
My Name is Bird Mackay by Ann Leighton. Terry Tweed was Bird, Len Berman, Red Eagle. Others in the cast were Henry Raymer, Ruth Springford, Gary Files, Frank Perry, Claude Ray, David Hughes, John Stocker, and Billy Mae Richards. Produced by Earplay, the Radio Drama Production Center for Public Broadcasting. Earplay is made possible by grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. This is NPR, National Public Radio.